League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
All right, Nick. We got more to tell the powers that be about. People listening, including family and friends, are texting me, why is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme playing again during breaks on the app? Nick has taken off his headset, which means he means business, and you don't want to be on the other end when he gets on the phone, because we've been dealing with this for a while. Trust us, we're trying to fix this. I blame Raheel.
I don't know if it's a bad thing, though. It's kind of,
as long as it doesn't take away from the actual content, the show content. If it's just during commercial breaks, that's fine, but if we're having people miss out on show content, then I'm upset about it.
Okay. I agree. Somebody said changing the logo, and see if you agree with this, because they wanted to know, do we agree or disagree with this? But they felt like, and this was on text, changing the logo is disrespecting all of the great Chargers that wore it, like Johnny U, Lance Allworth, Tomlinson, Kellen Winslow, Dan Fouts, etc.
Missing one in there, too.
Agree or disagree with that?
I would say Charlie Joyner, by the way, in that group.
Well, I just read the text.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's on you. I'm just saying. Here's what I think about that. I think that if the team's going to move, and this is what's really kind of, if it's just convoluted and cockeyed, right? People that traveled to the game in Tennessee with the Texans were thoroughly annoyed that at the top of the stadium were retired. Ray Childers' number is retired for the Tennessee Titans.
Uh-huh.
And I just think when it just should be a clean break and a clean start over, right? And if the team coming into Houston, if the Texans wanted to maintain being able to honor those that played in this city, that they could then keep those numbers up.
Right.
But I think if you're going to do a clean break like that and you're going to leave, I think that the team's records, retired numbers, and everything stay with, well, if you're going to change, let me say this. If you're going to change 100%, but it's tricky because if you're still going to be the Chargers,
yeah, you're still the Chargers.
Then you got to bring. Then the history goes with you regardless. So I don't know, man. I guess.
I mean, do you think it's disrespecting the players that played there before?
No, because I don't. Because
that's the question.
I get okay. So a short answer after a long answer. No, I don't think so.
Okay,
and
I don't either. I don't think it's disrespecting it because, again, it goes back to what I brought up earlier in the show. This is a business. And, you know, those players got paid by that team and that logo, and that's what they were there for. It has nothing to do with respecting them. Now, like you said, if they go to L.A. and they become the L.A., I don't know, L.A. Rascals, right? They're the L.A. Rascals now. They're no longer the Chargers. They left the Chargers logo and everything and moved to L.A., just took the team. Then I would be for leaving San Diego and the Chargers stuff to that city.
Right.
Right? That way, if there is another team, a la the Texans, then we could all still celebrate that Houston Oilers. Yeah.
So the perfect example would be history. When Baltimore, when Cleveland left to go to Baltimore, they changed to the Ravens.
Yep.
But the Cleveland
Browns
and all
there.
The history and everything and was maintained.
And I think that's how it should be, at least for those fans that, you know, because I don't think anyone in Tennessee cared about watching Curly Culp. You know, or seeing Curly Culp highlights.
Pastorini.
Who knows about that in Tennessee, right? Like, no one in Tennessee knows about that, right?
Right.
So, I always bring up the Mike Renfro catch, no catch against the Steelers. Yep. That has no meaning to anyone in Tennessee.
None.
So why would you take that history with you? Why not leave that here and let that be a part
of
this
team? And Bud was adamant about that.
Yeah.
Bud was very, very adamant about that.
So that part I'm for. Like, but the, like being disrespectful by changing the logo, I don't necessarily think that's the case. It's a business.
I think it's better to do
that. I mean, the Rockets have changed their logo several times, and it has nothing to do with disrespecting Tom Janovich and the guys
cash grab
from a long time ago. So just the fact that they're moving, fresh start, new logo, teams change their logos all the time.
I think that's the biggest thing. If you're going to relocate, even if you do keep the name, the fact that you can say, oh, I was a part of the Chargers with the lightning bolt or whatever it is, and then you could say when they went to L.A., that's where the change, and that these – I think it's a way to differentiate, too, if you change the whole look and logo and even to some degree the color scheme. But that's a way of saying that's when the franchise made that move. Then I'm fine with that. A lot of you guys are tweeting in. Richard was going nuts. But it's funny that Richard – and I would throw these three together, but the NBA at a certain point – decided to get involved in logos, and he put the Vancouver Grizzlies and then the old Toronto Raptors, in which they were big, bold, busy logos. And the other one you put in there is the Rocket pajama logo, that big one with the ball behind the Rockets and space age font and the rocket going around it with the smiley face on it. Those were all when the NBA decided to get involved in logo creation. Those were the most hated logos in the league by any player that ever wore any of the three, because they were big tackle twill logos. And if you remember, the uniforms had the full logo on the front.
Uh-huh.
And in the fourth quarter, their nipples were ripped open. They had those, and their jerseys were heavy because of how big and all the tackle twill that was used for those logos. Everyone hated to wear those logos.
Yeah.
And they were, but the entire, from the uniform to the logo, it was just ugly.
Gazpacho King said the Hartford Whalers logo was a good one. That was a pretty decent logo.
With the
logo.
Tail.
Yeah, not bad. Yep. And then there's this old Chiefs logo that Richard sent in that just looks weird. It's got like five states on it. I don't know. That's kind of crazy. Six, yeah, that's weird.
From a productivity perspective this week, Richard wins for the business world, and El Jefe wins every week for the student body, because we love the fact that they spend a lot of time with us. I just don't know what they get done during the day. Richard has sent in no five logos?
Yeah. Quite a few. Yeah. Quite a few. Chill Clinton said the DX logo from the WWF. That's not bad. That's about when I stopped watching, too, was once DX broke up. It broke my heart.
Okay. There you go. Hey, by the way, did you see that Nick tweeted out, which is fantastic?
What?
He's told that the problem on the app should be fixed within 15 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Now, whether we believe that or not, it was supposed to be fixed a couple weeks ago. But we're going to hold out hope that this time, because, Nick, you got involved and dropped down the gauntlet, it's over.
Well, I tried to eliminate the problem.
I don't need wishy-washy. I need you to bring it. Put the foot down
and
make sure.
I ran down that hall and I said, hey,
listen
here. I like that.
No more fun on the stream. Oh. Somebody said the weed logo is the best logo ever. Oh, boy.
And then I knew at some point we would take an evil turn.
And then somebody said I wasn't a goon on the court. I was a spaz. That was from all texting, no tweeting. Probably. Listen, if you're throwing up three-point hook shots, you got a little spaz in you. That's a given.
Spaz. Spaz. Spaz.
What is that,
bro? Was that the Revenge of the Nerds when Spaz went in the game?
Was it?
Yeah, we got it. Spaz is from a movie.
Spaz.
Richard put in the old Astros logo with the state of Texas and the Astros star.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of that one.
No, there's a lot there.
I like the old, with the rainbow uniforms, I like the Astros. The full word Astros with the balls flying around.
I like those too. I would never.
I thought that was cool.
What? Yeah. There's balls flying around.
Well, that's just what? Something. That's,
did you get another tweet?
That's not
from
your
JJ?
Weekend. Yeah, that's not your weekend. That's a logo. All right,
yeah,
we can keep going on the logos. We see people chiming in. See what you want to talk about, and we'll get that on. Also, got plenty of other things to get to. We've already uncovered some of it, but we've got the top 100 players coming out in the NFL draft. I kind of dug that one up. Barry, you've uncovered some things that you want to fly by the listeners.
Yeah, I've got the percentage chances of each team winning. The conference game, the divisional game, conference game, and Super Bowl. We can go over that.
For NFL, yeah.
Yeah, I got somebody texted you a good basketball question. I'll read that for you. We got all kind of stuff.
We're here for you. You're here for us. And together, we are family. We are ESPN 97.5. That tonight's gonna be a good, good
night. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Berry, Nick till 4. Got a good show rolling along. Talking a little bit about logos. Talking a little bit about a lot of other things. We talked Rockets. We still can talk Texans if you'd like. And we've got lots of other topics to get to talk about the new Celebrity 3-on-3 tournament.
Another text saying the Georgetown Hoyas.
The Bulldog?
Logo. Yeah. And then someone else said the Cobra logo from G.I. Joe.
Jeez. What? With the Kung Fu grip?
What? And then someone said, come on, guys. Spaz was in Meatballs.
It's absolutely right.
Turn in your old man card immediately. Look, I never saw Meatballs, pal.
And first of all, who's the old man? Whoever the old man is the one that got the answer right. I just knew there was a character named Spaz somewhere. I didn't know where it was from.
I guess I'm the old man?
No. The guy who had the answer right and could get the movie right pretty much has a little bit old man writing his card.
Yeah, somebody texted in a question earlier, and I wanted to get to it, and it was for you, Joel.
Okay.
Would like to hear Joel's take on how he'd feel if the Rockets would have kept Jeremy Lamb or Troy Daniels, both pure shooters that would have been perfect for this offense.
You know what? Jeremy Lamb, to me, was a guy that in viewing Jeremy Lamb when the Rockets drafted him, I thought he was a little too sheltered. I thought he was a kid that was going to take some serious time and work in order to get in from a toughness perspective and do things on the court that the Rockets were going to need him to do. But as Daryl likes to do, he takes the best value at the time that his pick comes available. And if a guy was projected to be a lottery pick and he falls out of the lottery, Daryl's big on that. You've seen that with a lot of different guys. Johnny Flynn is one of those guys. Hashim Thabeet is one of those guys. Thomas Robinson, one of those guys. If he can get a guy that was projected to be a high lottery pick, even if they didn't get picked that way, then he puts a lot of value on that, and he goes and gets those kind of players. Whether they pan out in the NBA, those guys obviously did not. I wasn't a big Jeremy Lamb guy. I loved what Troy Daniels brought to the table because of the fact that he worked hard, he was undrafted, he earned a spot, he got the Rockets one of their biggest playoff wins of recent memory, other than the Clippers series, what they did when they went to the Western Conference Finals, because he won a game in Portland pretty much with a huge shot. Literally, he is one of the best shooters you're going to find in terms of guys that most people don't know. And that's why he still made a lot of rosters. He was with the Hornets for several years. He's with, I believe, Memphis now. But I like Troy Daniels, and he's a really good kid. But there was a time where he had to go because they had to do some juggling with the salary cap and with the money that they had, just because they had to clear space when they were trying to do things with, you know, with their whole shifting and free agency. And I think that was right with Dwight, but right after Dwight. But I like Troy.
I always feel like Troy Daniels could have been the next like Matt Bullard. I know it's not an exact comparison, but kind of that marksman that you needed. And I don't know, they didn't use it, but I think he would have been a good fit now.
I think, you know what, we were talking about this the other day in terms of teams that have great role players and what you need in order. Troy Daniels is the ultimate role player coming off the bench as a shooter. Because you know, night in, I mean, I and you guys think I'm crazy. I can't remember a night when he was in some kind of slump or he was off. When he came in, even cold, I had all the confidence in the world Troy Daniels could make a big three if they needed it. Simply threes. But he could shoot.
He shoots 42% for his career.
Yeah.
That's legit.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And
you
go
back, and if you can, and a lot of them are, the games were on YouTube, but if you go back and look at Vipers games when he played down in the D-League and they were scoring like 150 a game, he was just a machine from behind the arc.
Ballin'.
So, yeah, I think Troy was a guy that, you know, it was just bad timing for him, but it proves what kind of guy he is and what kind of player he is. He played for Shaka Smart at VCU. So he got good coaching in college. And he's become a guy that's been able to have longevity in the league, because if you can do one skill and do it well, they'll find a place for you. That's why he's still in the league.
One more logo.
Sure, go ahead.
The Globe and Anchor from the U.S. Marine Corps.
Okay.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
That's a damn good
iconic
logo.
I mean,
you recognize that right away when you see it. That is for sure.
Someone tweeted me and wanted to know the real reason behind, was it a marketing grab or why Kobe changed his number? And the story was always that Kobe wore 8 and then he won 3 titles. But because of the whole rift with Shaq, when Shaq was then dealt away, that he decided that it would kind of mark the era of Kobe all by himself, or in a new era where he could try and win without Shaq. So he went back to his high school number of 24. And so that's the way they differentiate. He did win 2 more titles with 24. He won 3 when he wore 8. And the interesting thing is the Lakers retired 24.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people in L.A. said they will still never hand out 8 to another player. And you remember the logos on the floor that night had 24 and an 8.
Right. So, rightfully so.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
I've got no beef with that.
No. So I think that's the best answer I can give you in terms of the story behind the number change there. Hey, guess what? Coming up, we've got Mark Flood. Mark Flood just got out of aerobics class with the people from Flashdance.
He is wrong.
Right now taking off his leg warmers.
He's got on his tights.
And he is going to put on his...
That guy is a maniac.
Yes.
On the floor.
And when you see him with one of those chairs you see in a ballroom at a hotel, if there is a shower or any near a water spout, get the hell out of the way, because this guy is going to dance you under the table.
Nick, I swear to God, if you don't go out of this break, go to this next break with the song Flashdance, Maniac.
He's a maniac, yeah.
Yeah, that's his song. And if you don't play that, you will have let me down something fierce. Plus, I want to see him just start doing the Flashdance move.
Unless we get the Farley version?
Behind the glass. Yeah.
The Chris Farley version?
Yeah, and then followed by him just yelling bees and running around everywhere.
And then he can get behind the oscillating fan and just start going, maniac, maniac.
I like it.
So Mark Flood is on deck. He is warming up as we speak, taking the leg warmers off and putting the game wall sweatshirt on. He's going to come in here and he's going to talk with you, our listeners, about the topic that a lot of people like to talk about. It was normally fantasy football, but now that season's over, we're on to gaming. And the gaming is great at the Gamer Wall. He's going to talk to you about gaming. He's going to talk about Mark, now is the big tournament still going on, or the big night coming up for win tickets to the big game here in Houston? So we can talk about that as well. There's a chance for you to try and win some tickets to the big game. Mark's going to tell you about how he likes to oil up after a good workout to make sure that he gives the right impression before he hits home and gets in the shower. So we're going to get a lot of things done with Mark and the Gamer Wall next. And I believe Kevin McHale says he wants to join us later to this show too. So at some point between now and the end of the show, we'll have Kevin McHale. But coming up next, it's Mark Flood from the Gamer Wall. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Mark Flood, Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, Nick Sharara. We have got the fearsome foursome, the Fantastic Four as it is, as it were, as it could be. Nick is currently just taking his monkey wrench and fixing up the piping so that we can get the shower in here so that Mark can do the... Jessica Biel, not Jessica Biel, but the Flash. Was it Jessica Biel?
No, Gray.
No, it wasn't Gray. Barry will know this. I can't think of her name. Who was the girl in Flashdance?
That's Dirty Dancing I was thinking of.
Well, that she sang the song, but who was the actual actress?
I thought it was Irene Cara.
No, Irene Cara's Fame.
Oh.
We'll look it up.
Why do you think I would know who the chick is in Flashdance?
Because you blew meatballs, so damn it, come to the table with something.
Hey, you're right, Jennifer Beals.
Jennifer Beals, not Jessica Biel. There you go, Jennifer Beals.
Oh.
And Irene Cara was Flashdance, the movie and the TV show and the song, What a Feel. Yeah, there you go. All right, so Mark Flood's here, and we talked about it. We had Jaws on, right?
Jaws?
Yep.
When?
Or no, who's your girl?
Fangs.
Fangs, Jaws. It's all dental work to me.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So we had Jaws on.
So we had dentures in.
Yep.
And she
we had the eye tooth of the organization in from the Gamer Wall.
We had gums here.
So you got to look
old
up.
Old Gumsy.
What's her name? Canine?
Yeah.
I can't
remember. Fangs was tough on us, but she was good. Today I wanted to kind of get... From a listener's perspective, I know a ton of people are gamers. I'm just not a big gamer. I know Barry plays. I know Nick does. And I wanted to kind of kick around some things to get people to realize the fact that gaming is not going away anytime soon. And the fact that from a video game perspective, it's kind of like your daily fantasy football sites. I mean, it's to the point now where the competitions are real. There are opportunities for you to cash in. But even if you don't want to cash in, the competitive nature of gaming has gotten to the point where it's exploding and teams are noticing, leagues are noticing. You've seen the fact that the leagues have accepted the daily fantasy sites more now, and the teams were the first to go to it. The leagues have had no choice but to accept it. And the fact that this is something that's not going away anytime soon, it's going to get bigger and better.
That's it. You know, I think for a long time, video games have kind of had this stigma of you know, kids these days not going outside and playing, and there's some validity to that. I mean, if you do play video games, you still need to get your physical activity in. But what's happening is this is kind of moving from the shadows out into the mainstream. In the last couple years, there's been some major movements by specifically professional sports organizations getting involved with esports. So, for example, the Golden State Warriors co-owner, I think it's Peter Gruber, as well as the Washington Wizards owner, they put a group together that included several other people, as well as Magic Johnson. They actually bought an esports organization called Team Liquid. So that's a team I think that probably comprises of 50 to 100, quote, athletes on the team, esport athletes on the team.
You also call them e-fleets. Yeah.
And they go and compete in organizations. You also have guys like Mark Cuban investing heavily in esports. He actually invested in a company called Unicorn. And what they do is they actually allow you to bet as a third party on the outcome of
a game you're not really.
So you're watching.
I mean, it's kind of like betting on a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just that instead of a head coach, you know, like that we see as NFL head coaches controlling it, it's two dudes that are controlling the outcome of the game.
That's pretty cool. Right?
Most recently, Major League Baseball just struck a deal with League of Legends, which is probably the most popular video game in the world right now. I think they have over 100 million players. But Major League Baseball just signed a 7-year deal for $300 million. To stream League of Legends competitions on their networks. And so the crossover here is starting to happen more and more frequently. And for those people who, you know, aren't gamers themselves, you're going to start seeing and hearing about these games and these people involved with it moving more into the mainstream as part of your daily news as opposed to this kind of unknown side industry that no one really knows about.
Thus, the point you're talking about is the one I'm trying to make, so people have a real realistic grasp on what's happening here in sports. This trend on the uptick is going to be here because Magic Johnson's involved, because teams are getting involved. You mentioned Major League Baseball. That's huge because leagues have taken notice and they want a piece of it. And if they can't do legalized gambling, then this is the next best thing, where they realize this is something that people are attracted to, that they love the competition of, that they like to participate in, that they want a piece of that pie because they're afraid if they don't, or they make rules and sanctions to stay away from it, it's just going to be a cash cow for somebody else. And it's good business. Barry and I were talking earlier in the show how sports is a big business. And a lot of the fan base wants to believe every single year it's all about winning. And a lot of franchises, as long as they're making money, winning can come and go, and that'll be okay. And if it does, hey, it's even better. But at the same time, they're just trying to make a buck. And the other name that you haven't mentioned yet that I want you to mention, which again makes people realize this is not only a good investment, this is a guy who knows. Mark Cuban is at the forefront as well. When Mark Cuban decides to dive in and throw his hat in the ring, you know it's serious.
Exactly. Yeah, so Cuban was in the company Unicorn. So again, he's doing the third-party, we are watching this game, let's bet on the outcome of an esports event that we're not ourselves participating in. So literally, just like betting on regular sports now.
And the big thing is he doesn't participate and sponsor anybody on Shark Tank. He just says, no, I'm out. So at least here he knows when he's in. And when you know he's in, it means it's a legitimate business.
You know, that's actually a good point. I wonder if he heard about Unicorn on Shark Tank. I wonder if that's how he got involved.
I don't know, because I can tell you this. My mother-in-law and my wife watch Shark Tank religiously and they tape it. And I've never seen him go, I'm in. It's always, I'm out, and he was rude to somebody. So,
and for those reasons, I'm out.
Right, and exactly. So for this reason, and because he's supporting it, it's in.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's he has a knack and an eye for fighting those things. It's how he made his billions. So
no doubt. And he's also, but I get, you know, I guess that's why he can be picky, because now, what he has gone with has been successful.
Now, here's the thing. So I got Madden, thanks to you. I have a copy of Madden, and I want to play on the gamer wall. But let's just be honest. Now, Nick, you play Madden, right? You're a big-time Madden dude.
Yeah, I play pretty consistently.
Okay. First of all, why do I suck so bad at Madden? Like, I get concepts of football, but is there something – and I'm playing on rookie. Is there something like – is there a primer or something I could go and – like, what – because they've changed the whole way. Like, I was reading about this because I'm like, why am I so bad at this? And
Nick told me you're only good with your hands if it involves baby oil or Jergens.
That's probably accurate.
So maybe if you put Jergens on the controller,
hey, that's not bad.
You might have more agility.
Yeah, a donger shaped controller.
There we go. And thus the donger mention.
Like, honestly, I was reading about how they've made this so realistic. And is that why? I mean, like, they were talking about how they completely changed the defensive engines in Madden. So now that the zone, like, when a team is running zone defense, before it was kind of like every player was doing its own thing, but now the zone runs as a unit. It's like it's unbelievably difficult, but I guess when you get good at it, then it's just like, whatever. Am I missing something here?
I'm going to let Mark take that one.
Am I missing something, Mark? What am I? Because I'm going to get slaughtered once I sign up for the gamer wall. So you realize that, right?
So Madden specifically, compared to other sports games, Madden more so than others, deviates from what is real football. So I frequently run into two types of players in Madden. Guys who try to play Madden and actually use real football philosophies.
Yeah, because all I do is watch the safeties.
Yeah.
I'm like, watch the safeties.
Exactly,
doesn't
yeah.
Work.
That's because that's what he wants to be when he grows up.
And so then there's the other side, the other people, and all they care about is winning. And they will use little hacks in the game, cheap plays, and things that are not realistic at all. And so I take a lot of pride in being a strong player, but actually relying on sound football principles.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't go for it on every single fourth down when in my own half the field and fourth and 15 or whatever the case may be. I played one guy. He only ran three plays. It was quarterback sneak, fullback dive, and a fake punt play that he would run.
So they were running the Texans' offense.
Yeah, exactly.
So they essentially were running the Texans' offense.
See, that's whack. I don't want to play that, dude.
And so really, in my
opinion,
that's
how Nick plays. I bet, Nick, you're a fake punt on second down kind of guy, aren't you?
Whatever it takes to get the W. I'm below 500.
There you go, Nick.
In my opinion, when you get to the very top of Madden, you have to actually have sound football principles, otherwise you'll get beat. You know, doing those little cheap things can get you, to the top 10%, top 5% or whatever, but you really play and you have two of the people that are the best. You have the real football guy and the guy who's just, doing little cheap tactics.
Yeah.
The real football guy will win.
Because it used to be in this game years ago, all you had to do was just Hail Marys. That's literally how you could win a game 100 to nothing. Just chunking up Hail Marys every play. And they've taken that out now. That's not a sound strategy. That's not going to work
anymore.
It is
in Green Bay.
Well, no. All right. You stop there.
Just wait till you play online, Barry, because
I was
going
to say, you guys
really
have to realize, though, that this is why when I say the comparisons between real football and gaming like this with Madden is so much close to reality, the fact of the matter is exactly what Mark was talking about. We'll get you to the second round of the playoffs. It just gets you a road game at New England. All you got to do is those little runs and dives and generically boring offense.
So you're
saying
the Texans should just like fake punt on second down? Is that
it's possible? That could be the new wrinkle that gets them
sneaks. Jay Prosh up the middle.
Yep.
Punt, fake punt on third down.
It ain't
Super
that far
Bowl.
Off of what we've been seeing all year, that's and they actually got to the second round of the playoffs. That's my point.
That's actually not a bad idea.
So what do you suggest?
You know, I think. I think when you start playing online, what'll happen is you'll start to see other things that people do. And so my game is a smorgasbord, if you will, of all the people I've played, the thousands of games that I've played of my lifetime. You know, I've got this mental playbook built up. And so I'll see a play that some guy runs. I'm like, ooh, I like that. And you know what I do? I go add that play to my playbook, and now that's part of my arsenal. And so really, Madden, because the games are short, 5 or 6 minute quarters, you don't have a ton of time to make adjustments. So I lose games where it's like, man, I made the adjustments, but it's just too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so really it comes down to you get 8 to 10 plays that are your money plays, and that's what you go with. And usually by the time your opponent has time to adjust to those 8 to 10 plays, the game's close to being over.
Now, I don't know, because I don't play online. So you have to explain this to me, because I'm a poor sport. So
no.
Shut up. If I'm losing... Right,
and you hit the reset button by accident.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Like I'll just I lost power. Sorry,
I'm not gonna lie. I've done it a few times, but you'll get called out very quickly.
Yeah,
you'll get called out.
You don't want to be a DC guy.
Yeah.
What is a DC guy?
Disconnect.
Oh,
because they keep a record of that, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They keep a record of that.
If you do it too much, they'll either they're not going to permanently ban you, but they'll put you can't play for 24 hours.
But like if I'm on the gamer wall and do that. What's the consequences? Is there any? Because we're betting money on these games.
Well,
on
you get
the
W
right?
if you do like, that.
Can you be DC Barry on Twitter?
I don't know. But if I, let's say Nick and I are playing and he's beating me and there's no way I'm going to win and I just disconnect, do I lose that money on the gamer wall?
Yeah. So the way that policy works for us is if it's a real disconnect, it's up to both players to come back and finish the game where it left off. So if there was only one quarter left, you start a new game and you just play one quarter.
Oh.
But what that's never actually happened for us in thousands of matches now. People disconnect all the time, and all that happens is one player, the player who stayed in it, gets the W. The other player gets the loss because they never show back up to say, hey, it was a real disconnect. We've never had a real disconnection.
It's
ever.
Always somebody yeah. gets mad.
Yeah, exactly. It happens a lot like in FIFA. We have this one guy who he just beats people like 4-5-0 all the time. And he dribbles the ball in front of goal and then bicycle kicks it. And then the players get mad and quit. So I told him, I was like, dude, you're doing this on purpose. Like, if you don't want people to quit on
running
you, don't,
people off.
Don't rub it in so bad. Wow.
That's how Nick would be, wouldn't you?
Now, is this
you
all...
You would rub it in on
Again,
me.
I'm not a gamer. I asked the question because Barry always talks about playing Mafia 3. A lot of people have talked about... Yeah, but I'm saying, but do you have... Is it just sports games?
That's all we're focusing on right now. We will expand, but for the purpose of what we're doing right in this moment, it's just the major sports games.
There you go. That's what I wanted to know.
Now,
because...
one more question. You know that there's Assassin's Creed is coming out as a movie.
Yep.
What video game would you want to see be made into a movie?
Easy answer.
Okay.
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal
Gear Solid as a movie.
All right. Oof. Nick, do you have one? You're a sports guy, though, right? You don't play like games like The Witcher or Fallout or anything like that.
No, because even when I was big on Halo or Call of Duty, I think they had a movie for each of one of those games, and I didn't watch either one of those.
Okay.
So.
All right. I think I would go with The Witcher. If you've never played Witcher 3, I suggest...
What about Grand Theft Auto?
Ooh, yeah, Grand Theft Auto. That practically is a movie, though. That game is so fun to play. It's like literally like you're in a movie, basically. But yeah, that'd be a good one.
I think that'd be a good movie.
But I suggest that if you're out there, that check out Witcher 3. It's a fun game
that
I think would be a lot like... Actually, a buddy of mine was suggesting it should be like an HBO series because it would be very similar to like Game of Thrones. I think it'd be... pretty cool. But yeah, are you going to go see Assassin's Creed, the movie?
You know, I never really got into Assassin's Creed. I think I played the first one and then half of the second one.
Uh-huh.
And it was just kind of the same thing with a new lining on it every time.
Pretty much.
And so I fell off of it after that. I mean, the concept is cool. And the lead actor in it, what's his name? Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
He's actually a really good actor.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
So maybe it'll have some legs to it.
I'll probably watch it when it comes on cable. I'm not going to go pay.
He said the same thing with a different lining. Right now, JJ's somewhere on 290 experiencing the exact same thing after what he tweeted us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mark Flood's been with us as he joins us every week at 2:30 on Thursdays. He's been giving you some sweet pointers on gaming. And then, of course, there's the big grudge match coming up between Nick and Barry, which I'm sure there will be a sequel to. So we've got plenty to talk about. But please, do us all a favor. Do Mark a favor. Head to The Gamer Wall, at The Gamer Wall on Twitter, or TheGamerWall.com. And get signed up. You can participate. And when you do, you can find out that there's competitions that you can take part in. And you don't ever have to put on your leg warmers and your tights and or do aerobics class. All you got to do is have a machine and be ready to play and be ready to take some losses if you're like Nick for the short term. Right, Nick? But you're going to make a comeback?
I'm going to make a comeback.
All right. Don't call it a comeback. Nick's been here for years. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
he'll be
guys.
Back next Thursday as always. And we'll have more show in just a minute. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4. Mark Flood just joined us, and I'm getting text messages to say that Kevin McHale will be joining us rather shortly, so we will be putting that out on Twitter and letting you know that the coach will be joining us to talk a little hoop. If you have any questions for Coach Kevin McHale, send them our way. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter, and just like you did with the Gamer Wall and other things, we will decipher the questions and the things that you guys want to talk about, and we will get them out there for the coach.
What
do you got?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, don't you know? You betcha.
Ooh,
yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, up there in Minnesota where they played last night, where it was colder than a witch's booby in a brass bra.
good times. Hey, do you want to know the odds of the Texans winning?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
I do. Well, here's the thing. According to the research that we did yesterday, whowillwin.com,
uh-huh.
It was like, was it 63% New England?
Yeah.
And what do you
get? Well, so there's this website called 538.com. They have their NFL predictions. And basically what they've done is they've gone through and they break down percentage-wise what the chances are of each team that's left in the playoffs winning this round or advancing to the next one. So as it stands, the playoff chances for making a conference championship, would it surprise you at all if I were to tell you that the team with the highest probability of making a conference championship is
the Patriots
at 85%?
Oh, wow.
85% chance that they win that game.
Can you blame them?
So you're telling me there's a chance, Texans fan? So on the flip side of that, yeah, the Texans are the worst at with only a 15% chance of advancing to the next round. So number two on the list, care to venture a guess? No cheating if I sent you the link.
You know what?
Do you have it in front of you?
I was going to say, and I hate saying this, but I was going to say Dallas.
Were you? It's the Chiefs.
Really?
The Chiefs have a 64%
chance. A lot of people are giving
chance.
The Chiefs a chance at home to beat the Steelers. I don't see it, but man.
No, not my pick. I mean, I'm picking the Steelers. But Chiefs have a 64% chance. The Falcons,
that's high.
The Falcons are third at 62.
Really?
Yep. And then the Cowboys at 57. So that is your top four to advance to the next round of the playoffs.
I didn't see Dallas being where
57%, which
and
means,
Atlanta being above Dallas, Seattle, and Green Bay.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah, they're saying Seattle has a 38% chance. The Green Bay Packers have a 43% chance. Pittsburgh has a 36% chance. And your poor Houston Texans have a 15% chance.
I'm telling
of
you what, man.
Advancing.
Pittsburgh, I would give more than a 36% chance. I think they're the one team that can beat New England in the AFC.
Yeah.
Was it Keenan or some one of us picked Pittsburgh to win it all, right?
My pick
at the start of the year, and I think Barry did too, but I took Packers Steelers to be in the Super Bowl.
Did you?
I did. At the start
you
of the year.
Lied,
I promise
that was my
you.
Pick.
No, I promise you I did.
I think he's just taking my
I'm
stuff
not. I'm absolutely not
this.
Because I hate the Patriots so much.
I don't I want I this documented. If you don't have proof,
I'll dig it up for you. We weren't on the air at the start
I
of the year.
I want proof of this.
But at
I
the
think
start
you're
of the year
just,
I took Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
I think you're just making
why you legitimately took both those two?
Legitimately.
But you have Pittsburgh winning, don't you?
I have the Steelers beating the Packers.
See, and I have the Packers winning.
No, I think you're cheating. Nope. I think you are 100% cheating.
You also thought I was.
I'm going
to
need facts.
Using Cliff Notes to cheat on this little segment you just did, which
need,
I'm not going to do.
I need proof, Joel. If I'm going to buy this, that you have two teams in the playoffs.
Who's selling
as bad
it to
as
you?
You've been all year?
You
picking
got coupons?
Games as bad as
yeah.
You've
I was undefeated
been
last weekend.
All
you're right.
Year at picking games.
Yeah. So here's a scary thing. Now on hold, Barry, and we have to determine what we want to do here.
Okay.
Johnny One Hander is actually on hold. JJ is now wanting to chime in after the very explicit pictures that he has sent, and he wants to correct me because I believe when I referenced him, I said he was on the wrong stretch of road. JJ, welcome to the show. Please tell me both.
Guys, I had to call in because I wasn't going to today. I was going to wait till tomorrow. But you said I'm probably on 290 one-handed, and I actually am on 290 driving with one hand. So I couldn't believe how accurate you were. So, Barry, he probably did pick the Steelers and the Packers back then because he just prognosticated where I was at, what I was
JJ.
Doing. So, I have pretty accurate.
I'm also glad that you didn't go into details after the fact that you just said you're driving with one hand as to where that other hand may be.
Yeah,
you called me Johnny One-Hander. I thought that was hilarious. So.
If you get me banned on Twitter for the stuff you've been tweeting me today.
Man,
I...
you know what? I thought about that. You guys are talking about the odds of people winning games. I think I'm about a 99% odds to get busted for sending that stuff. So.
Boy.
But I had to have credibility. It was
you,
the only way I could do it.
You've got credibility. You've also got several viruses on your smartphone or your computer device that you might want to get taken care of.
Oh, well, you know.
You talk about an eye-opener. Right? I thought you were going to just said, like I said, like head and shoulder shots, and instead, boy, you sent another kind of shot, and I was, whoo, hey, that's that attention grabber right
hey,
there.
But I said I was going to do it, and I want to keep my credibility. That living room chair is important, man. There's too many people call in on here, like the guy the other day that made the comment about Kevin McHale and his family, and you totally went off, which
yes.
All of us listeners that are loyal to the show would like to, you know, have a piece of that guy.
Right.
But, you know, we being credible is what you guys are, so your listeners, which I tweeted you earlier, the one thing about this show, man, all the shows let you call in, and if you listen to the way they do it, and they all do it, you guys are the only ones who solicit, like, the listener to be part of the show. Everybody calls in, but you guys make us in H-Town a part of the show, and that's how you have a radio show. That's my opinion, and that's what I love about this show.
Appreciate
it, guys.
Man,
welcome us in, and if we have some credibility, we get to call in regularly and have some viewpoints and conversation. And honestly, you guys are hilarious, man. I mean, I got to start driving
with
two hands or I'm going to wreck my car.
But, JJ, we appreciate it, but I think that's why we built the show. We want to be it like, you know, just like the gang sitting around shooting the bull about sports and other things, and that's why we've got so many people that we can refer to by name out there, from JJ and El Jefe and Carl and, you know, up and down the list. Tyler, we got all these different people, and we love you all being a part of the show, because without you, it just wouldn't be a show. So we appreciate it.
Well,
we
I love some of y'all being a part of the show. Some of you that text, I could do without.
That's true. That's why you didn't. That's where I was actually going with the gamer wall second. No, but I was going with you being DC Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Because any DC can beat no you, Mike.
I like it.
See what I was doing there?
I did find out one of my haters is Chris in Tanglewood. I learned through secret covert operations that he doesn't know that I would know that. But yeah.
Well, that was until the Night Watch told you to get off of that curb right by his front door.
Right. Yeah. So I do enjoy 99% of you out there.
And when did you have to get the unmarked squad back to El Jefe?
Yeah. Good job, my man.
All right, we got 2 hours in the books. We got 1 hour left to go. Kevin McHale set to join us in the next 60 minutes. That means you have basketball questions that you want answered or topics you want discussed. Let us know. We'll get them to the coach. And we have a whole lot more show to go. ESPN 97.5.
Sports is ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.